الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا، سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، الحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. I remember when I was a student, and there was like a big exam, especially when I was in graduate school. Usually, there was weeks, or you can say at least days, of extreme preparation that would happen for the exam, and then the exam would occur, and then immediately after, there's like this big drop off, and that was a time when no one was really studying, and there was such a significant change. Right, you have people that were like, okay, so everyone's kind of in the same boat. They have the same responsibility, and then study, take the exam, spit all the information you can out, and then it just is huge drop off. Like the individual changes completely from 180 degrees. Right, you go from someone who's extremely studious and working really hard and meticulous to completely relaxing. Right, and that's obviously it's very often. That for at least that day after, it was like classes were completely empty, even if they were required, and most people would just be celebrating, most people would just be relaxing. You'd almost not believe that someone was like still a student, right, or still a graduate student. That's how much of a reflection would occur. We see this also in our deen. That for believers, there's periods of time where you really push yourself hard, and then sometimes there's like this hard endpoint, and then because that endpoint occurs, there's like this complete flip, and everybody sort of takes their foot off the gas pedal. And for us, usually around this time of year, it's very challenging. And the reason is twofold in our case. One is that we exited the month of Ramadan, right? And then the second is because we see other people relaxing around this time of year, which is the summer. So the first is that month of Ramadan. Ramadan, you work, and you're striving, right? And think about it. I mean, it was really just 2 weeks ago. Has it been 2 weeks? It hasn't even been 2 weeks since Ramadan ended, right? And there's so much focus during the month of Ramadan, at least relatively speaking, focus. In the last 10 days, you focus and you're pushing. And then Eid comes, and then the natural tendency after Eid is just, that's it, drop off, relax, completely relax. Right? And then that's part, within our deen, we have that. But then on top of that, Ramadan, at least for the few years ahead of us, this is going to happen every single year. Because now with the completion of Ramadan, immediately, the rest of the community is also relaxing because it's also summer. And summer is a time where human beings just try to relax and vacations start and things like that. So by that same token, there are two reasons why the believer just begins to take it easy. But for us, we know that our striving it's not seasonal. The effort that we place before Allah, Muhammad, I need you to stay quiet. Okay. When we know that for us, we don't have this option of relaxing. We don't have, or at least to this degree, where we work, and we drop off. And the reason we don't have this option is because when we signed up to be believers, this was a 24/7 job, 365 days a year. We don't have the option of relaxing. So we should be very careful about this, that our tendency is to relax. Our tendency is to take things very easy. Our tendency is to take our foot off the gas pedal. But really, this is the time for us to push forward even more. There's momentum in Ramadan. There is the barakat of Shawwal that are associated with it. You know, that still is continuing, even if we don't perceive it. Now, sometimes there is this rare student, you know, maybe just a small fraction, maybe one out of every 20 or out of every 30 students, that after the exams were done, or that major exam was done, later that day, after having a brief celebration or time of enjoyment, they would begin preparing for the next lesson or begin preparing for the next week's worth of material. Those people are very rare, but they're very unique as well, right? That person recognizes that, look, I'm still a student, I'm still a graduate student. I'm not just going to fall behind again as I do every single time. The last two or three, I have an exam, my tendency is to relax for 2 or 3 or 4 days. What ends up happening is that I end up falling behind again. And then I have to play catch up for the next several weeks, and then the next exam, the same thing happens. But then there's people who are very unique, and they say that, you know what, I'm tired of playing catch up. Why not just go ahead and continue? Just don't have that big of a drop off. Celebrate for a very brief period of time, and then just start picking up right again so that when the next exam comes, I'm not cramming and stressing out that night before. Now, for those people, you can imagine, when it comes to dunya, we understand that, oh, that's very unique. I mean, those people, they're going to be successful and they're going to achieve things. But in deen, those people succeed even more so, right? And why? It's because, think about it, we're all servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when only a certain segment of the community is focused on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's special attention falls on that person. Now, I don't want to miscommunicate this. It's not that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy or his ability to attend to the believer is limited. He is able to attend to millions of believers all at once, right? If all of Allah ta'ala's believers want to worship him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the ability, obviously, to be able to focus all of his attention and his mercy on those people. So it's not that this is a limit of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but when a subset of the believers are worshiping him and the rest of the community is ignoring him, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's special attention and focus falls even more so on those people. Because no one else is doing their job. No one else is doing what they had signed up to do. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's special mercy and attention falls on that person. So rather than take this time of year, both from the standpoint of the lunar calendar, meaning after Ramadan, and from the solar calendar, which is that summer vacation is getting started, rather than using this as a time to just completely relax, because we see the rest of the community relax, and the believer constantly thinks and says, you know what, like, imagine if I go to the masjid now for Asr Salah, or I go to the masjid now for Dhuhr Salah, when the masjid is empty, I have Allah Ta'ala all to myself, right? Like, this is golden opportunity for me. This is an opportunity for me to succeed. When everyone else is doing it, yeah, it's easy, right? And when everyone else is doing it, then I don't have 100% of a sincere niyyah per se, because maybe I'm doing things because other people are doing things. Because the rest of the community is excited and coming during the month of Ramadan to the masjid, I'm also excited and I'm going to come to the month of Ramadan. Because the rest of the community is waking up for Fajr and coming, I'm going to do so as well. But then there's possibly some sincerity lacking, because you're partly, at least partially based, your motivation is partly based on what other people are doing. But for the sadiq, for the believer who's really aiming to become closer to Allah Ta'ala, this is high time, because they see this, subhanAllah, look, everyone else is taking a break. But I'm going to be that one person who, even on the day of my exam, I'm going to begin studying for the next material. Meaning I'm going to continue. Why? Because I know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's special mercy is still present. And I could make tremendous strides during this time, even because the rest of the community isn't. I can use this opportunity, I can seize it properly. So you'll see right now, into what, middle, I don't know, early to mid-June, between the summer season in general, there's very little activity in the community. There's very, the programs, even if there are some programs, are very limited in attendance. It's very difficult. It'll be hard for to people in the masjid, even yourself, just to motivate yourself. It's very difficult to do because really no one else is doing it, and really because there's so many other things to do. But you have to remember that we don't remain, we aren't servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for just select seasons of the year. It isn't that we're supposed to be more deeny during the winter months when the nights are a little bit shorter and we can, we're more inspired to go to the masjid because, there's less to do because there's less daylight outside. But we aren't servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by season. We are servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until we leave this world. And seasons are going to come and go, but that shouldn't necessarily change our approach and our relationship with Allah. We should try to remain stable, right? And not only that, we should actually try to excel at this time. So you have that, the summer vacation, then you have also the Ramadan has also come to an end. This is also a time when a lot of people make a lot of mistakes, right? Because with Ramadan ending, many of the bad habits that we had avoided during the month of Ramadan, all those things that we shouldn't have been doing, many of us have maybe returned back to these things. And you can use this also to apply to that as well, that look, while the rest of the community has decided to return back to the disobedience of Allah, Ya Allah, I realize that I'm supposed to be your servant throughout the year. So I'm going to remain firm on this resolve, and I'm going to refrain from sin because I want your attention. I mean, the purpose of me seeking Ramadan wasn't because I wanted anything but your attention. I want your attention in Ramadan, and I want your attention outside of Ramadan. So I'm going to take advantage of this. And in particular, I'm going to make sure that I stay away from sin when the rest of the community is engaged in sin. You know, and then not only because Ramadan has ended, but because the summer months. I mean, this is when everyone's guard is let down because there's less responsibility. Schools are out. People are taking time off of work. People are traveling. Everyone's guard is kind of let down. So we should be very careful of this as well. Appreciate that, look, I'm Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's servant. And my pursuit of His attention isn't limited to certain times of the year or certain circumstances or in certain environments. My pursuit of His attention should be throughout the year. So we should think about this and make steps for ourselves that look, okay, that I know now I have the next 3 months in general, it's going to be a tough season for deen. Right? From the standpoint of weather, it's going to be wonderful. But from the standpoint of deen, these are the months that are difficult. So now we have to weather the storm, so to speak, right? The spiritual storm or the storm that shaitan is going to cast down upon the community. Because Ramadan ended and because he knows, like, this is prime time, summer. So we should think, okay, how can I be particular about this? What sort of, and the way to do so is to have some sort of set schedule for yourself. That, you know what, despite it's summer, but despite this, Ramadan's over, despite this, that I'm going to go to the masjid, you know, for these salahs no matter what. And just have it fixed into your routine. It can be Asr salah, it could be Asr is so late now, right? Now it's so late that we used to say that, you know, in the winter you may be able to get one salah in the masjid, you know, on average, if you were lucky, maybe Isha. Even Fajr was actually late for a lot of people. In the summer months, you have the opportunity to perform on average about 4 salahs. If you work or you go to school during the daytime, you have the opportunity to perform 4 salahs in the masjid. So that's a blessing, right? That's an extreme blessing. The nights are shorter, but the days, the opportunity to perform fard salah in congregation, which has greater the reward than praying tahajjud all night, you had that opportunity in the summer more than you do in the winter. So, okay, so take advantage of that. And say that, you know what, before I was going to the masjid once a day, now I'm going to make sure that I get to the masjid twice a day. And I'm going to remind myself that, look, I'm the servant of Allah. And not only am I the servant of Allah, this is my chance to be that special servant of Allah. When all the other students and all the other students or the servants of Allah Ta'ala are taking a break, I'm going to make sure that I get to the masjid not for Asr, and I'm going to get to the masjid for Fajr. And I'm going to pray 2 salahs in the masjid. I'm going to pray 3 salahs in the masjid consistently. Right? Now, this is the time of year that Qur'an is, generally speaking, not read much. Right? Because, again, there's so many other things to do. You know, 5 o'clock would hit in December, and it's nighttime. I mean, it's hard to do much outdoors. So the Qur'an isn't neglected as much. But now's your time to see that, you know what, it's, you know, whatever, 7 or 6:30 in the evening. And I wonder how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would feel if I was to begin a routine of reading Qur'an at 6:30 in the evening in the summer months. Right? Imagine how that would please Allah Ta'ala when no one else is doing this. You know, it's 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm up because I just prayed Fajr. You imagine how Allah Ta'ala would feel if certain select servants of His said that, you know, I'm going to spend some time reciting Quran now. So have a schedule of what you want to do during the summer months and try to fit it in. And that should of course include salah in the masjid, and that should of course include regular recitation of some portion of the Qur'an. And if you're able to at least maintain these two things, really even the first thing, if you're able to maintain salah in the masjid as much as possible, then you'll be from amongst that unique group. But that's seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's attention when everyone else has taken a break. I'm sorry we started late, so I'll keep this short. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to appreciate the opportunity that's available to us during this time of otherwise relaxation for the rest of the community. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to retain some of the blessings of Ramadan and protect us from returning to those sins and mistakes that we had engaged ourselves in before Ramadan. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to attract His special attention and His special mercy during these summer months. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.